Welcome back, everybody, to the Trade Raiders Podcast, the comic book club, where we read a different trade paperback every single week. I am Daniel, you're Nathan, we are brothers. We're wearing matching t-shirts.
Yes, we are. Oh, shout out Midtown Comics.
How crazy, a comic shop we've never been to.
Yeah, a comic shop we've never in our lives been to.
And we read comics.
Yes. Yep.
Dude, when we sent the last episode, like, YouTube link to mom and dad, I guess dad, like, sent the link to Tata. And he's like, when I wished him, like, Happy Father's Day, he's like, hey, thank you. I saw you on the TV. I'm like, what do you mean you saw me on TV? And he said, you, like, capital YouTube. I'm like, ah. I guess he, like, was able to put it on the TV or something.
Oh, wow, yeah.
He's like, wow, they're on TV.
Yeah, there's a lot of... I watch YouTube on TV sometimes.
Oh, it's the best way to watch YouTube.
Yeah, it's pretty nice.
A lot of people have been asking me if, like, you're the older brother. And I'm like, no. I guess you just talk
fuck
more.
Me then.
You just talk more adult, and you have a beard.
I'm more dominant, I think.
Nathan, before we get started, I know you've seen the trend going around on Twitter, TikTok, where people are like, "Oh, she's a 10, but she hits curbs or something like that." I think we should do that with comics, as if it was like a review for a trade. Okay.
Okay.
So I'm going to give you a couple scenarios, and you tell me what the true rating is. Based off of what I give you.
Okay. Of the trade?
Of a trade, yeah.
Okay.
So it's a 9, but it's a manga. What do you give it?
Like, what do I rate the...
The book, yeah.
Like a 2?
2?
Because it's backwards. Well, how am I supposed to read this?
Okay. It's an 8, but there's no villain.
This is hard.
Just first thing that comes to my mind.
8, I guess.
Still an 8, okay.
Yeah, sure.
It's a 7, but there's comedy.
Why are we descending in order? Isn't it supposed to be, it's a 10, but?
No, I've seen different ones. Like, people, I think that's more fun.
Okay, all right. So, it's a 7, but what?
But there's comedy. It's like a comedy book.
Okay, 9.
9?
Okay. Yeah.
It's a 6, but there's titties in it.
10. 11.
10. it's a 9, but it's in black and white.
10. Yeah, I love black and white books.
Yeah, the best. It's a 10, but it's like super dense.
4.
Like an Alan Moore book.
Yeah. Oh, wow. I'm not trying to spend all day there.
Okay, it's an 8, but a dog dies.
0.
0.
Negative Absolutely. 10. Multiply it by -1.
It's a 9, but there's inconsistent artists.
That one's hard because it can depend. Like that that Obi-Wan book we read,
yeah,
pretty good artist throughout, but it's not the same guy every time.
Yeah, kind of fun though.
So I would say it's like a 6.
6.
7. 7, I'll say 7.
Okay, yeah, I agree. It's a 7, but there's like a huge twist.
I like twists. Yeah, 9. A twist can be a bad thing though.
Okay, here's the important ones.
Sure.
It's a 10, but no back matter.
0. It's not even a trade 0. At that point. Yeah. It's not even a trade.
Get that shit out of here.
Yeah. Why don't I just buy single issues?
Okay. It's a 10, but it's $30.
Depends on how big it is, I guess.
Like a trade, like 5-6 issues, maybe.
$30?
$30.
Two.
Two.
But agree. It's not a 0 because they know their worth, and I respect that. But I don't think it would be worth it, probably.
Yeah, it's like a normal, just like 120.
If it's like an Alex Ross book and he did everything, $30, you know, he knows his worth.
Yeah, that's true. Because that shit you'll be looking at for longer.
Yeah, you'll get your money's worth. But if it's like, I don't want to, I guess, dox another artist. It's a stupid Jim Lee book.
Did you have any examples for that you wanted to?
No, you're kind of blindsiding me with this. So
good, good. The trend's happening right now. I had to get out.
Yeah, gotta get it while it's hot.
Exactly. We have a bunch of time codes in the description. We got the news. We got the book. We got the back matter. We got the pull list.
We sure do.
And what do we start with, Nathan?
We start with the news where we talk about some news that you probably already heard of, but maybe not. So let's get into it, Daniel.
But you haven't heard us say it. Nathan, the Donny Cates and Ryan Stegman book Vanish on their Substack will be coming to Image Comics in September.
Woo-hoo.
Are you reading that?
No.
Okay, we'll see.
I don't have their Substack, but...
Neither do I.
It seems like a pretty cool concept, and Ryan Stegman doing his own thing, like creator-owned, seems like a pretty...
Yeah, cool to see him, like, kind of stretch his legs and see, like...
Like, original character designs by him?
Yeah, just, like, see what, like, he wants to draw, not necessarily, like, a Marvel thing, you
yeah.
know?
Seems like he'd be a pretty like hardcore artist. Like back in the 90s when people were drawing like Spawn and like a bunch of chains and shit. Like yeah. It seems like he's able to channel that pretty well. So I'm excited about that.
For sure.
Daniel, sad news.
Very sad news.
Very sad news. We talked about it a little bit last week, but Tim Sale has unfortunately passed away. We talked about him being admitted to the hospital last week and like a couple days after that. From recording, he very unfortunately passed away, but people might know him from Batman The Long Halloween, Spider-Man Blue, Daredevil Yellow. There's a Superman one that he did, which I was not aware of, but it's like Superman Four Seasons or something like that.
Oh, the he did Hulk or something? Yeah, he did Hulk Gray.
And there's been a bunch of really like fantastic art from him that's kind of shown up. And
have you yeah. read any of his stuff?
I've read Spider-Man Blue, and yeah, I enjoyed same. It quite a bit. I think I've read a little bit of Long Halloween, but I haven't like read it all in its entirety.
Yeah.
So, other than that, he's been on like some Batman books since then. Like he was on an issue with Tom King, I think, in one of them,
mm-hmm.
and stuff like that. But no, I haven't really done like a deep dive on his work. But I recently like discovered that Daredevil Yellow, and it looks really good. So I think I'd be interested in reading that at some point.
Yeah, I think his Superman would be cool.
Yeah,
I like just kind of the style of it.
Mm-hmm. But yeah. Rest in peace.
Definitely.
That sucks.
It sucks because like,
so many fucking good people.
It's too much.
Neil Adams, George Perez, too many people. Let's just stop.
Yeah.
For forever. Daniel, a Wonder Man series is in the work at Disney Plus.
That's cool.
Do you think it'll be Nathan Fillion? Because he...
I hope so.
He was in a deleted scene for Guardians 2 or something.
Really?
Yeah. So he's like... been in the role, but it's not confirmed who's going to be in this.
Yeah, why not?
But yeah, I like Nathan Fillion. He's yeah, got my name.
I think he should be in all the things.
Yeah, true.
He's just got that face that works.
Yeah, you know? And I'm like, okay, cool. I like this guy.
Nathan, we got alongside the Midnight Suns game, there is a comic coming in September.
Oh, cool.
Written by Ethan Sachs.
Oh, he's good.
And art by Luigi Zagaria.
I've not heard of him.
Yeah, me neither.
But I like the sack.
Yeah, we love the sack.
Yeah, we love the big sack. He's good. He did like Old Man Hawkeye and stuff. So,
yeah.
So okay, cool.
Didn't he do a Green Lantern thing?
No,
no,
I don't think so. Okay.
Cool. And then I think he did Old Man Star Lord or whatever.
There's like a whole Old Man universe.
I think he did like most of it
with Black Widow, Old Man Black Widow.
Yeah,
you remember that? Daniel, do you? Apparently, Herogasm is going to be on the next episode of The Boys.
What does that mean?
Do you know what that is?
No. Isn't that like a run? Like, isn't that like a whole trade?
Maybe. I only know of it because it was like a free comic book day thing of The Boys, like a reprinting of The Boys.
Yeah, yeah.
And so I read it, and Herogasm is just like one day where all the superheroes like act like they're going to fight some aliens, but really they're just having a ginormous orgy.
Wow.
Like all together. Okay. And in that issue, it's like very graphic and everybody...
They put that in the free comic book day?
Yeah, they did. Like anybody could have picked that up. And so...
Well, I'm sure comic book retailers were like not letting kids take it.
Yeah, like but... I want to read The Boys. I'm a boy.
Yeah.
But no, it's pretty graphic. And so I've seen just like all of anybody that's a part of The Boys on Twitter just like say something about it. Like Seth Rogen even. Was like talking about how Herogasm is going to be the next episode. So I thought that was interesting.
Wow. Very cool.
It would have been awesome if it was just a complete surprise.
I'd rather not.
I'm sure people have read Herogasm and they're just like, I don't know what that means. So they'll probably still be surprised, but I know what that is. So I wanted to spoil it for you.
People already knew what was going to happen. Cause I think that happens like in the same trade as like the whole Soldier Boy storyline. So I think.
Okay.
Because like our buddy or Lynn's buddy Corey like told me like they're doing Herogasm in this season. I'm like, yeah, I think we knew that. I thought that was just the name of that trade.
Yeah, maybe people knew that. So
for sure, that's good to know.
There's a Chainsaw Man Part 2 will release July 13th.
July 13th?
Yeah.
Part 2?
In a couple of weeks, yeah.
Dude.
I saw that.
Let's go.
And it was from someone that you probably don't follow. So I was like, I'll just screenshot this.
Thanks, man.
Yeah, no problem. No
That's
problem.
Cool. Because like, I think it finished in like 2019 or something. Or maybe 2020.
Yeah.
And so it's been like a minute. And I just finished it like last year.
So now you're ready.
And so that was the first part was like 96 issues. Like it's like.
That was part one?
Yeah.
Jesus.
And then I was like, wow, that was so good. And
God, the grind set.
Then I looked it up and like, I guess there's like another one coming out.
Okay.
Because the guy who does Chainsaw Man, he also does like another book called like Fire Punch or something.
That sounds cool.
Yeah, I know.
I like both of those.
I want to read it. Yeah. I'm like, what a great name.
What sounds cool?
But yeah, that's very exciting news. I have to look out for that.
This is something kind of cool that happened. And the latest issue of Radiant Black, remember that series? It's from like Kyle Higgins. It looks like a Power Ranger looking dude.
Yeah.
In the recent issue number 15, there's a hidden QR code that leads readers to the ultimate Easter egg, which is a fully animated short film called Versus that includes the voice actor from Batman Beyond, like the guy that plays Batman Beyond, Will Friedle, is the voice of Radiant Black himself.
Oh, cool.
And it says it just gives you a taste of what the comic could look like as an animated series. So maybe there's something in store for that, but it looked really cool.
How long is it?
It was like 3-5 minutes, something like that.
Okay. That's awesome.
Yeah, it looked really great. Like I thought it was an announcement for an animated show, so I was like, this is fucking cool. But
that's a cool announcement too.
That would be, yeah.
Because then it's like the people who buy that shit know about it first.
Yeah. Exactly.
I feel like,
but it looks really good visually.
It could be like they throw all this money into making this little animated thing and no one even gives the QR code a shot.
Like, ah, what else you got, Daniel?
That's all. I'm out of news. I have no news.
I think that's everything for me as well.
Sweet. We love a short news week.
Nothing too crazy.
All right, Nate, let's get into the book. We have The Strange Talents of Luther Strode.
Mm-hmm. This one is by Justin Jordan, by Trad Moore,
coloring Felipe Sobrero.
Sobrero, yeah.
Lettering Stephen Finch.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Have you read anything from Justin Jordan?
I have. Very little. I think he was like on some Daredevil event that happened not too long ago, or maybe he was writing Daredevil, and I think I read a couple issues of that, but I've seen him around. Okay. I was mainly excited about Trad Moore, who is an artist that's pretty incredible. And
yeah, he has like incredible covers like on most things we see.
And it's pretty cool because I didn't know how old this was, but it was like...
It was like when Chew was coming out.
It was like before 2012.
Yeah.
And so looking at Trad Moore's art now, you can see how much it's like really matured. Not that this is like not bad, but I feel like his art now is like more fluid kind of. And this is like pretty like rigid and like not really like his style is just matured.
What you're used to.
Yeah. So
I think his artwork works for this book and I actually kind of learned to like really love it for this.
Same.
And I think for all the variant covers that he does, he has like more artistic freedom. So
true.
Those are really cool to see, but I do like what he does here.
He fucking pops off on this book, that's for sure.
Yeah, yeah. I was kind of expecting to be like trippy because of the variants that we've seen, but I'm glad it was kind of more tame for this, so it doesn't take away from the story as much.
Yeah, but we should read Silver Surfer Black by Trad Moore and Donny Cates, because that shit gets pretty psychedelic and it's really cool.
Well, we already read a Trad Moore book, so we gotta wait a little bit.
Yeah, well, we need to.
Can't do back to back Trad Moore books.
Cool off a little bit.
Yeah, we can't.
We did back to back fucking violent books, let me tell you.
Dude, this is basically Berserker 2. Like,
it really is.
I was like, Jesus, I need a break.
It's just. No, I was thinking the same thing. I've watched too many people get their arms ripped off in the last month.
I know. I'm like, I need to read Bone again or something. I need a fucking chaser book.
Yeah, because this book, it's pretty fucking
insane. I'm so desensitized by like blood and gore right now.
Yeah, I was like, oh, that guy's top of his head got ripped off and thrown across the room. That's fine.
Yeah.
So yeah, it's basically just like another book, kind of similar to Berserker, where it's just like there's one guy and he's very strong,
and nothing hurts him.
Yeah, and so there's a lot of fighting, but issue one opens up with Luther Strode, obviously our main character, and he's kind of explaining that he has certain talents, which is kind of how they refer to people, I think, that have that are very strong. And he shows like a room full of blood and dead people, which we figure out the context for later. But then it jumps to the past and it introduces Luther and his buddy Pete, and they're just like hanging out. And Luther wants to study this book that he called the Hercules Method. And he wants to do this to like get buff and get girls and fight off bullies at school and stuff. But that beginning splash page where you just see the room full of dead people is unreal. It's very creative.
Yeah, very fun. There's definitely gets you kind of locked in. You know?
Like, okay, this is what I am supposed to expect. Like, there's a dude stuck in the ceiling, but because he is like thrown up to the ceiling, he's not like through the ceiling. He's just kind of like stuck in there, which is kind of crazy. There's also a severed arm that was shoved through a guy's like
in his mouth.
Yeah. So just a bunch of pieces. So that was pretty crazy.
I guess the Hercules Method is just some workout program that he bought.
And he's like, fuck yeah, I'm going to get strong now.
I wonder if this is on like Body Fit. You know, it's just like a workout program that you can get for free now.
You can just like look up the Hercules Method.
Yeah.
I mean, I fucking would too, because like he does get pretty.
Because he's got the physique of like a Pez dispenser right now.
Yeah, he really does. He's very skinny. But it's cool seeing him like change into like a dude that becomes super buff. I enjoy that aspect.
Absolute behemoth of a man.
I also like his room. It's got like 100 Bullets poster in like the background. And I think like when Pete's hanging out with him, he's like reading We Three from like.
Oh, Grant Morrison?
Like, yeah, from Morrison and Quitely.
Yeah. And then like in like the second or third issue, there's a. There's an All-Star Superman poster in the background.
That. Some sweet references in here.
That is little Easter eggs. Look at that.
Yeah.
Have you ever read that?
No, I haven't.
It's okay.
I heard it's good.
It's okay.
I don't believe you. I think it would be good.
Dogs die.
I heard him. Oh, fuck. But like. Yeah, you're right. Maybe I won't like it.
Because like the year that I was buying everyone comics for Christmas against their will. I was trying to find like a book for like Roxanne, right? Mm-hmm. I'm like, oh, let's find a dog book or something.
Yeah, she likes dogs.
And so I read We Three. I'm like, maybe she'll like this. She would not like that. And I got her a blanket instead.
Maybe a dog's dying is okay if the main character is dog, you know?
If the main character is dog?
Yeah.
So the main character dying is okay?
Yeah, that's fine. Sure.
Okay.
But like when like somebody's dog dies... That sucks. I'm like, why did you need to kill a dog? Just let the dog live. But if that's like the main character, maybe it's fine.
So at the end of Primordial, if like the dog died.
Have you not read the end of Primordial?
No. Does the dog die?
No.
Okay. If the dog died, would you be upset?
Well, I'm not saying no as in no, he doesn't die. I'm saying no as in I won't tell you what happens. But I don't think he dies. I can't remember. Somebody dies.
But if he did, if the dog did die, would you be upset?
No. Because he went on this like whole crazy experience. Shut up. Anyway, so Luther studies the book and he begins to be able to predict things like before they happen. So that's like one of the talents that he can like learn, I guess. And at school, Petra is a girl that he likes and she like kisses him and the bully starts to go after Pete and Luther in dodgeball. But Luther nails him in the face after predicting his move. And so later the bully like wants to fight him in the bathroom. And Luther like has the strength to just give him a brutal and like a bloody right hook. And that's how like this issue ends. So clearly like this book or this program or whatever is working on him in some form. And giving him like these talents, which are kind of like just powers because he seems pretty strong.
Mm-hmm. This is basically just like a book for like calisthenics, I think.
Yeah, I think so. Cause
he's just doing a lot of push-ups.
Because whenever we see him like using, he's just doing a handstand push-up, and he's like, "I'm gonna do it with one hand now" or whatever.
Yeah.
And calisthenics does make you pretty fucking strong, from what I've seen.
Yeah, they're basically just selling calisthenics right here.
Yeah, and it's interesting when like he can see like an X-ray of like their muscular anatomy, and I'm not sure what benefit that gives him.
Yeah, I don't know.
I think it's just like a visual element for us to know that he's like using his powers in some way. But it's just weird to like randomly see the bully's like face muscles.
Right.
But it's also very impressive. Like face muscles must be really fucking hard to draw. And Tradmore does really good with just like the contours and everything of like musculature. So I think that part's pretty cool.
I like how the high school is called Voorhees High.
Yeah, I like how I think most of the like buildings that you see are references to like horror movie like icons. Because there's like a Kruger Bar or something.
Oh, really?
And cool. There's like a Myers Hospital like later on. So I was like, okay, this is a fun little addition. Also, kind of dispersed throughout the book, there's like a villain. There's like villain stuff happening. There's like a villain brewing. So you know like what this will lead to, but it's just like a couple random pages here and there. So in issue two.
Hold on one sec. when they're in like the bathroom with like the bully.
Yeah.
The bully like barges in. He's like, hello, bitch fucks. I'm like,
that's some good bully talk.
I'm like, what is that?
I would just like laugh, I think. I'm like, what's up, bitch fuck?
I'm like, who says that?
That's pretty funny.
Just some dialogue I get a little tickle from.
Yeah. I think like random curse words thrown in like kind of awkward just places together. Are so funny.
Yeah.
Like in, what's that alien show that we like?
Oh,
I'm blanking on the name. Why am I blanking on the name? Oh, Solar Opposites.
Solar Opposites.
Yeah. There's a scene in there where like they get told something and he's like, oh, fuck ass. And it made me laugh like a lot because it just caught me off guard.
Because he does it all the time. That's the funniest shit. Oh, fuck shit. Ass.
And I was like, it's pretty funny. But issue two, Daniel. Luther comes back from school suspension after beating that bully's ass. I think his name's Paul. And he shows like more strange talents because when he comes back to school, Paul's there and he like tries to punch his friend Pete in the face, but Luther like blocks it by like instinct. But also he imagines going into like this bloody rage where he kills like Paul and his friend Pete, even like he can't really control it. And then he like snaps out of it. So that was a pretty crazy fake out. Cause
I thought he did. Cause I'm like, ah, oh, come on, man.
Cause like he catches the punch and then he crushes his hand. And I'm like, okay, I could believe that. Like he's just kind of showing more powers, but then he just like fucking karate chops his head off.
Yeah.
And I like how he karate chops it because when his head's flying off, you could tell it's like spinning in like a tornado kind of motion. Like the,
it's a lot of fun.
The visual storytelling is very fun here. Oh, yeah. So yeah, that was a crazy fake out. But later after Paul's like finished working out, he finds his parents. This is Paul, so the bully. After he's finished working out, he finds his parents were killed by like the villain guy that we saw from last issue, and he wants Paul for something. So we get a little bit of a hint there. And then Luther is also working out, and Petra comes in to talk, and she like comes on pretty strong to him. So
yeah, at this point, like issue two, he's like Goku sized. Basically,
yeah, he's like very strong. Like it said that he was suspended for like 2 weeks or something, and now he's just like fucking huge, and he's doing fingertip handstands and stuff like that.
Yeah,
but he's got too many abs, that's for sure.
Got all the abs.
But yeah, I like how he's just working out in his like white boxers with hearts on him.
Yeah,
that's pretty sick. But yeah, this scene where like the bully's parents are dead, and it takes a little bit of looking at that panel where you see them in like pieces to really understand how dead they are. Cause
super
like,
dead.
There's like the mom, the top half of the mom's head is like on the dad's head. Like it's a hat.
Yeah.
And then like the dad's lower half is like in another chair. So like he had to presumably put the lower half of his dad in that second chair.
Yeah.
Which is funny to me. So,
or the upper half.
Or the upper half too. Yeah. Maybe the lower half was already there. So later, when he's telling Pete like about Petra at the store, Luther predicts that there's a robbery that's about to happen.
Dude, and they're at a gas station and they're buying milk. Who does that?
Sometimes it's just closer.
It's way too expensive.
Sometimes it's just closer.
They gouge the
prices.
Would
you rather go to the grocery store and walk all the way to the back?
Every single time.
I'm sorry,
save,
you like
to save $2, I'll spend $3 in gas.
But you're wasting like 10 minutes of time.
It's the principle.
On average. So yeah, they go to a gas station. Luther like predicts a robbery, and then he stops the two robbers with like gas station things. So he like throws milk very hard at this one guy, and then he takes Slim Jims and like stuffs the barrels of the guns with Slim Jims, like he's fucking Green Arrow.
Yeah,
he's wearing a green hoodie, so I'm like, this is kind of like a Green Arrow homage, I think. But yeah, pretty fun scene. Issue three. Pete's real excited that his friend's like superhuman, and he gets him like a suit, which he then like goes to use and stop crime with. And he stops like this abusive boyfriend, but the girlfriend's like kind of still defending that guy still. So he's like, man, the superhero stuff kind of sucks. And so he stops by Petra's house and tries to talk, but she kind of gets caught.
I like his getup.
I like it too. It's like really cool. The mask
is super cool.
Yeah, the mask is like the best part. The rest of it's kind of just like Daredevil vibes almost.
Like, yeah, it's just like a hoodie.
Yeah, the black suit. It's like kind of low key. He's got some crazy boots, but they're covered mostly by the pants. But yeah, I think that mask is like the coolest part.
I like how he like gets it from Peter.
Yeah, because he's like really excited to have a super buff friend, yeah, or superhero friend. but yeah, super solid suit. And I like how he patrols for a while, like the city at night, and he's like, this is boring. Like, which it would be most of the time. It's not like there's crime on every corner. So he's just like kind of jumping around the city at night.
When he's fighting that dude in the alley, I thought it was a little cringy when the dude comes at him and then he like says dodges ole him. And yeah, like dodges him. I'm like, come on.
But this guy's super buff.
Yeah, he's huge too.
Yeah. But yeah, I agree. I think that part was a little like, is that racist? I don't know.
is that racist, but it's just, I don't know. Just a little lazy, I guess. I mean, know.
It's the first time he's being a hero. He's kind of was just like a cringy kid before this. I suppose. Maybe that's part of it. But
I guess there's like a underlying story about his dad being like very abusive and has got out of jail recently.
Yeah.
And so his mom's been on edge.
Mm-hmm. And so he's like, don't worry, I'll protect you. I'm buff now.
Yeah. I'm fucking huge, obviously.
Which is cool.
Yeah.
Because it's like, I got to protect my mom, you know, which you got to. And then, so Luther finds out that the robbers from last issue were being transported, and the robbers, as well as the cops that were transporting them, were killed by that random dude. So Luther doesn't know who this is, but he just saw that the robbers that he stopped are fucking murdered now. So he's like, this is weird. And that scene where that happens, where this random villain guy punches like through the roof, and he like caves in the cop's head, it just like... It's so brutal looking. Like, he makes his head look...
That's my favorite one.
He makes his head look mushy.
Yeah, it's like this, like, whole whack-a-mole kill.
It really is. It's crazy. And then, to end this issue, Luther finds that the guy... he goes to find the guy beating his wife again, and turns out he's a drug dealer. And so he starts to, like, beat the shit out of him. But then we find, like, we meet the villain, and he comes face-to-face with Luther for the first time.
Mm-hmm.
And this dude fills out a suit pretty well. I like a big buff man.
I bet he can't give anybody a hug without ripping his shirt.
Definitely rip his shirt. So issue 5. Is that where we're at? Issue 5? No, issue 4.
4.
So Luther and this guy named the Librarian is what he calls himself. They fight, and the Librarian reveals that he has plans for Luther, and then he like knocks him out. So there's a big old fight there, which is like pretty brutal. Like it lasts like 2 double splash pages.
Yeah.
Which is pretty nice. And then the Librarian calls the goons from the guy that Luther beat up, like the abusive boyfriend, and he sends them to somebody. We don't know yet. But when Luther later wakes up, the Librarian like has Luther's dad there, and he explains that he's like with a group of people that believe that murder is like natural and like a method of gaining knowledge, and people that murder, I guess, would like write down their experiences on like this book, and it would be passed down generations. And that's how the Librarian made like the Hercules method.
Mm-hmm.
And so I guess with this long lineage of murderers, you find out just like how to have superpowers.
Yeah, I guess.
I guess it's like, I think that's like the idea. And like, yeah, the superpowers are what they call like talents, which is an interesting name for it, I guess. But
it's really not powers. I think it's just like
people can like activate this
in order to get like humans to their like
highest potential.
Highest potential, yeah.
Yeah, I think so. So then after he explains that, like, he wants Luther to kill his father, but when Luther refuses to do that and he like tries to walk away, the Librarian just like kills his dad.
Yeah.
So then he tells Luther about like the guy's going to kill someone in his life, and Luther assumes that it's his mom, so he like runs back to his mom, but it ends up being Petra instead. So there's a little switcheroo, a little Batman the Dark Knight kind of situation.
Just to kind of back up, when he's talking about the history of like the method or whatever, there's like some dude and he like just killed somebody, like this woman. And she's got just some gigantic titties.
Oh, is it the girl in like the bed?
Yeah. Yeah,
she's like cut in half.
Yeah, I was like,
and he's like, let me write this down. And he's got like this weird ass suit on too. He's got like a hat. So that like that guy murders.
It's basically just like,
do you really learn much from that interaction? Whatever that was, you know?
Yeah, it's just an excuse.
Yeah, pretty much. So, yeah, it feels like a lot of fairly important characters get killed pretty early on in this like this entire series.
Yeah. Because
you'd think like Luther's dad would be more of like an impact or something that would.
It felt like that was going to be a bigger thing because of how much had been kind of building and it'd been like underlying.
It felt like he would have been alive a little bit longer, but then he just dies after a couple of pages. So that the fact that anybody can die at any moment is kind of fun, but it seems just like a little bit strange here.
Overall, I thought the book like moved really well, you know, but like I felt like the pacing or how things unraveled was kind of odd.
Yeah,
like things were a little bit quicker or maybe like a little bit slower than I thought.
Yeah, I think like overall, like the story's pretty clear.
Yeah,
but a lot of the side characters don't have a whole lot of time to breathe, it seems like.
Yeah,
especially since some get murdered pretty quick. So maybe he just doesn't want to spend a whole lot of time there. But you'd think you'd have like more flashbacks with this dude's dad or something to make it more like impactful. But
yeah,
no, he just kind of gets kicked in the head, donkey kicked by the librarian. So in issue 5. This is kind of like the shit hits the fan issue. So Petra gets like tied to a chair and Luther realizes that his mom is safe. So he goes to save Petra. And when he's there, he gets shot, which is when he like really dials up and kills everyone like in the scene in the beginning. So
real quick, who's this dude that he was like beating up like before he went there? Was that someone just guarding the door or something?
I think so. Yeah.
Oh, okay. He took a lot of time with them for some reason. Like a whole page just beating up this dude, this bald dude with like the goatee.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I think he's just trying to figure out like where. Maybe it's a guard. What did you fucking do?
He's like, leave me the fuck alone. I did nothing.
Yeah. I think it's just one of the guards or one of the goons maybe. But I like that Petra can kind of like handle herself in this like weird situation. And she like distracts the guys enough for like Luther to like show up.
Is this Petra's dad? Because he's got red hair.
Maybe. I don't know.
Anyway.
But yeah, Petra like kicks a dude in the nuts and then like falls over and uses like a shard of glass to like cut the rope. And like I was almost like, she's going to get out of this herself. Like she doesn't need Luther.
Yeah.
But then like, Luther shows up and then just like murders everybody.
She like takes a couple punches and is taunting the dude.
And she's like, my dad hits me harder for breakfast. Or she's like, my dad hits me harder to let me know breakfast is ready. And I'm like, that's a fucking cold line. I thought that's pretty good. And after he like gets shot, there's this panel where Luther like stands up and he just looks fucking unhinged because he's about to go fucking nuts on people. Which is like this one right here. Like it feels like there's something different and more sort of visceral about it.
Yeah.
So I like that a lot. And there's definitely some creative kills here, but
definitely.
On the other side of thing, while at Petra's, the librarian goes to Luther's house with Mom and Pete there, and he's like, I need you, Mom. And so they tried to like pull a knife and like a gun on him to stop it, but he knocks out Luther's mom with like a flick, and then he like mangles Pete up. Enough, but like doesn't kill him. He just kind of keeps him alive enough to relay the message to Luther that he's taking Luther's mom to the docks.
Yeah, Peter like tries to save the day by like smashing like a lamp over his head and stuff.
Yeah, it was very courageous, and he even tried throwing a knife, but then
his mom tried shooting him, but he like dodges that shit.
Yeah, which is that was a cool scene too. I like seeing like how people represent the path of a bullet, and this one looks like it's just like a fucking cosmic rocket or some shit.
Yeah.
which is really cool. But yeah, when like the librarian like catches the knife like by the blade,
yeah,
which is pretty hard, and pretty then hard. He throws it back at Pete and his fingers get chopped off.
Yeah, when his fingers just fly off.
It's fucking gross.
So gross.
And then he like,
they're not shy with the blood.
No,
in this book at
it's
all.
Fucking all over. And you know that they're not shy because at the end Pete's fucking nailed to the wall with knives.
He's like
and bleeding
crucified,
out.
Basically.
Yeah, he basically got crucified, which is fucking wild that you'd do that. So then he's like, I tried to stop him, which
I don't even know if like cabinetry would be that strong to hold up a body, but
Yeah, they must have like mahogany or some shit. Must be really good. So that's pretty. He got beat up the most. Like,
oh yeah, he got the worst of it.
Like his mom took a flick to the head and got knocked out.
Yeah,
which I think was a funny scene because it's like obviously this guy's strong.
Right.
But yeah, I just want to say there's a really the panel that was like the beginning scene, but then we see like how that happens.
Mm-hmm.
There's a different angle where you see like the bottom half of like the dude's head that got ripped off, and you just kind of like see like the lower jaw and like his tongue, and I'm like, this is fucking disgusting.
Yeah,
he gets really creative. Like, shout out to Treadmore.
You ever see that, like, I don't know what it is, I think it's like a comic, but it's like a mouth that opens super wide and the eyes are in the mouth?
No, okay. I haven't seen that.
It's I'll have to really search for that.
I don't know what
I don't know, it's something that I've seen before. It might have been in like Bone or something, or some cartoon. But
that's what it looks like.
Yeah, it looks a lot, it reminds me of that.
Yeah, that makes sense. So issue 6, also we haven't really been talking about it, but they had like a bunch of covers for this book.
Yeah, they have a lot of the variants like in between the issues.
Yeah, which I appreciate. And also like the after word or the like letter that's normally at the back of like the single issues.
Mm-hmm.
Those are between the issues, which I think is interesting.
Yeah, it's like you're actually picking up the individual issues, which is cool.
Yeah, and then they just like stapled them all together.
Yeah, like here's a trade.
And so that's kind of cool. But yeah, they had a ton of variants. And there's one that I really like that's a reference to like The Shining.
Yeah, that was fun.
So that one's a pretty fun one. But anyway, issue 6. So Pete dies and Luther goes to like fight the librarian, and he wants to like get the jump on him, but he can't. And so Luther and the librarian basically fight, and Luther's like trying to free his mom at the same time. And during this fight, it gets real bloody. And Luther's like blinded, I think, by like the librarian's blood, which causes him to like accidentally punch through his mom, and it kills her.
Yeah, like through her like throat.
Yeah, like he punches and like hits her throat for sure, and it's pretty gross. But
yeah, what does he do? He spits in his eyes to blind him.
Yeah, I think it's like his own blood that he's like spits into his mouth. But this is like a pretty creative scene. Like there's a part where librarian like dislocates Luther's shoulders by like pulling him apart, and he has to like pop him back into place to like keep fighting. So I think
I missed that.
Yeah, so I thought that was kind of interesting.
He does the whole like head clap thing.
Yeah, discombobulate.
Like, that shit's the worst. They
like
do
from
that
Sherlock
in,
Holmes.
Yeah, they do that in Invincible a lot, and when like Viltrumite is doing it, or this guy, it's like pretty painful.
There's a really funny edit from Sherlock Holmes where it's like that beginning fight scene where Robert Downey Jr. is like thinking about what he's doing before he does it.
Mm.
But every move is just discombobulate, and he like hits the guy, does like the clap thing, and he does it like 6 times. It's really funny.
Yeah.
So yeah, mom dies. But after this, Luther gets beaten to the point that like his intestines are out, which he then uses to lasso the librarian, pull him in, and then snap his neck. And so, but the interesting reveal is that they both heal from this. Like, they can, I guess, like they can move their own flesh, I think is the idea. Because when he puts his intestines back and he kind of just, like, shoves it in there, and he's like, I'm going to think real hard, and then I'll just heal.
Yeah, it's kind of like a Deadpool kind of healing factor.
Yeah, it is. He just has to, like, think about it real hard. So, Librarian and Luther both come back from this. And they keep fighting, and eventually the dock collapses. And that's like right as Petra and like the cops show up. And Luther,
he predators him.
He predators him. Yeah, he rips the spine and like the skull out, and he's like, that's done now.
But he like grabs, he like punches through his back and grabs the spine from there.
Yeah.
And then pulls it out.
Which is cool.
I don't know. These comics we've been reading make it seem so easy just the spine and the head to come out.
Yeah, like
with the
like, it's, what would happen with the ribs?
Do the ribs just break off that easily?
Yeah,
I don't know.
Is it designed that way? Because it seems like a lot of people know how to.
It's
rip
It's like
the
those
spine.
Little toys where you poke out all the pieces.
Yeah, where does the pelvis go? Like, why doesn't the pelvis come with it?
Yeah, I know.
It's crazy, but yeah, I think that's just like the interesting visual thing to do is just like assume that all the ribs get like cracked, like it's a fucking wishbone or some shit. But yeah, so that's how the librarian dies. And at this moment, Luther realizes that everyone he loves will die. So to protect Petra, he runs straight towards the cops, and he gets shot at by the cops, and then he dies, and that's how it ends. It's like very rapid.
Mm-hmm. And yeah, like that could have been like
it could have been something different. Yeah,
like just be like kind of more.
There's a lot of fight, and maybe like a couple more pages. I think for me, of like him maybe realizing even like this or like explaining this,
and Petra's reaction maybe.
Yeah, like that would be good too.
Because that's like his only way of like protecting her is like her thinking that he's dead.
Yeah, or for everybody to think that he's dead. So. Yeah. And I know that there's a sequel. Like there's like a trilogy of 6-issue trades like this. Yeah. So it's like The Strange Talon of Luther Strode, The Legend of Luther Strode, and The Legacy of Luther Strode.
Yeah, and it's all collected. I saw it at Ash today.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
That's cool.
It was at like eye level, and it was like the full collection.
Oh, nice.
I was like, oh, hey.
18 issues. Yeah, it's not bad.
I think it was a good price,
too. And so like, I know that there's a sequel, but it's pretty clear that he doesn't die from getting shot at. So it seems strange that the trade ends there, because he's been shot at before.
I guess it is technically back matter.
Yeah.
But the morgue scene.
Yeah. There's a 4 panels where he just like wakes up.
Yeah, he's in the morgue.
He punches through the body bag.
He's awake.
So anyway.
Yeah, so it's like I guess it I like the fact that the trade is self-contained and it is a full arc.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? True. And if it got canceled after this, it'd be somewhat complete.
You'd be
you
good.
Know?
Yeah.
But when like his best friend's dead, his girlfriend thinks he's dead, and like his mom's dead. So now he like doesn't have any weakness, I guess, when it comes to leverage or whatever. But I don't know, with like everybody, all the side characters being killed, it just seemed kind of odd to me.
Yeah.
And why did the librarian have to go killing like the other people that knew about him, like the robbers and like the bully's parents and shit, you know?
I'm not sure. I think he's just trying to find him or something, but if he finds the bully, you'd think like, oh, he goes to the same school as Luther.
Yeah.
Or maybe he's like trying to recruit people, I think, something like that.
Yeah, what was his motive? Like why
I think he wanted him to join the librarian and doing lots of kills. Like I don't know like what the point of joining him was.
Yeah.
So like, why was he I do agree the whole motive is like a little bit fuzzy. Like why? Also the librarian's kind of a cheesy name.
Yeah, but not the best villain name.
Yeah.
I guess it kind of
it's like
makes
unique,
sense in a way, and he looks like a librarian.
He's the guy that wrote the book, The Hercules Method, I think.
Yeah.
So anyway,
maybe the author. I don't know.
Let's get into the
back matter matters.
Back matter matters, Daniel. And it's more covers.
We get a kind of an afterword from Justin as well.
Oh yeah, we do get an afterword.
I think I read it because I was like, "What the fuck just happened?"
Yeah, I read through it. He basically is just like, I hope I made an impact, and I tried to make a tragedy kind of deal. And
it is a little tragic, yeah.
Yeah. But we get a bunch of variants. There's one from James Heron, which is like one of my favorites, which is this like super bloody one.
Oh, okay.
I like that guy a lot. There's that 4-panel sequence where he punches through the body bag, and then it shows a teaser for The Legend of Luther Strode coming in 2012. So look out for that.
Did you see that there was a Nick Patera variant?
I did, which is super cool.
Nick
Patera, yeah. It's cool seeing like artists that you like recognize, and you're like, these people are like way better now.
yeah.
Or like
this is still really good, but
yeah, it is a really cool variant. I didn't even recognize that it was like Nick Patera though. So you can tell he's like really refined like his work ever since working on like stuff with Jonathan Hickman and doing like his new book coming out pretty soon. So yeah, pretty cool. Just some variants, but we got a lot of the back matter sort of scattered throughout.
Yeah.
But they got a lot of artists.
Is it the same variants as like throughout the book?
No, there's like a couple extra. I think these were like pinups or something.
Oh, okay. I like how someone drew the cover of the Hercules Method.
Yeah, I like that a lot.
That's fun. Get buffed today. Are you tired of being puny?
I am tired of being puny. So,
but anyway, what would you rate this book, Nathan?
It wasn't like my favorite, just from like a story perspective, but I do really enjoy seeing Trad Moore stuff.
Yeah.
I could probably read all of his stuff and enjoy it a lot because he's a really good artist. I'd probably say I was satisfied from this.
Sure.
So I would say it's a
It's okay. Just go like it.
I don't. I feel like we lean too much on Cold Stone. Those of you that don't know, we have like a system where we don't rate things 1 to 10. We just kind of come up with food things. I think this is like a 3-finger combo from Raising Cane's.
Okay,
like it was just enough for me to like enjoy it, you know. And I'm like, that was worth it.
But yeah, mine's on the border of like and love it, but I still think I go like a signature like it, you know.
Okay,
like something I don't get all the time, like maybe like a mint ice cream with like some Oreos crushed up in it.
Mm, that's good.
Something
stuff
like that.
Yeah, very tasty.
Maybe some fudge.
Yeah, very reliable stuff, you know.
Yeah, yeah. It's good. Like I like it. There's nothing I dislike about it. There's maybe things I would change, I guess.
Yeah.
But nothing I was like, nothing I was like, wow, you know.
And you eat it real fast. So
eat it real fast.
The pacing wasn't very.
Yeah, this doesn't feel like 6 issues.
No, not really. When I saw that like the trade was like 180 pages, I'm like, oh, this will be a long one. But it felt like pretty short, actually.
Yeah, definitely.
Because there's like a lot of action, and then there's a bunch of stuff between the the issues.
It's not a dense.
It even shows like the previews for like random other image series.
Yeah.
Like you said, Chew, but there's like other ones in there. And it was like, check out the Fatale. And I'm like, oh, wow. But it was like Chew number 22 that it was like.
Yeah, like super early on.
Yeah. So I'm like, there's like 5 more years of Chew coming out.
And then like at the end of this, they had like the ad for The Legend of Luther Strode. Mm-hmm. And it was like coming in 2012.
Yeah. Watch out for this.
So it's like over 10 years old.
Yeah.
So I've heard people talk about Luther Strode. So I guess there's like maybe he gets better. I don't know. I think most people probably read the first trade.
Yeah, I would assume so. But I know I like it overall. Pretty fun.
Definitely. So let's get into the pull list.
Yep. Colin, shove it in your box.
The pull list, the pull list. What did you shove in your box?
Dana, we went to the comic shop at the same time.
We sure did. We ran into each other.
And what's his face? What's his name?
Drew.
Drew. When I walked in, you were already there, and he was like, so excited, like it was like the biggest crossover since Endgame for him. He was like, oh my god, and he like pointed like to you and he was like, your brother's here. I'm like, oh, that's fun.
I was just looking at trades, you know, like maybe there's something I would just take home because I had a lighter week.
Yeah exactly. I didn't see you at first when he was like pointing. I didn't see you there, and I'm like, I guess I'm walking over here.
Yeah,
but yeah, we were both there. So I picked up a bunch of things, actually.
Okay.
What'd I picked you do? Up Clementine, the Walking Dead image book by Tilly Walden.
You know, I was reading something today, and I thought I was reading this.
After school?
Yeah, and in the back, there's a couple pages from Clementine, but I thought it was like a preview for the next issue, and I read it, and I'm like, this is sick, and ended up being a preview for Clementine.
Yeah, they're really trying to push this.
So I'm going to go get that shit.
Yeah, and I understand why. Like, the free comic book day thing... It was like a full issue.
Was like, that like going to be part of it, or is that just like a?
I think it's just a prelude. Like it's okay. Nothing like really important happens. But sure. I fucking loved it.
Sick.
And like I tell. Wait, that
did
it's,
you get the part where it's like she's just walking with her little peg leg, and she stabs someone in the face with her peg leg?
Yeah.
Okay, that's what was in there.
Okay. Yeah. I think the free comic book day went a little bit beyond that, or maybe probably. It was like right after that. But in the free comic book day issue, she's basically like just trying to survive.
Yeah.
And she has a peg leg that she like made herself.
Nice.
Is that what was in there?
I don't know. They didn't show her making it. It was just her walking.
She like happens upon like a couple people, and then they take her to like a community, and there's a doctor there that makes like a better prosthetic leg for her.
Cool.
And she's like super appreciative of it, but she's like, I have to go. And everybody's like, no, don't leave or whatever. And I could tell that it's going to get very sad. Because Clementine is such like a vulnerable character.
And you just want her to
And I just
be
want
happy.
The best for her. But yeah, she's going to get fucked up in some way. And she's already fucked up. She's already beat up. It's like a continuation of like the Walking Dead games.
It's big spoilers for the games.
Yeah, apparently she loses her leg at some point. I didn't get there.
Ah, it's ridiculous.
It's probably like season 6 or whatever they were out of that. But yeah, I'm really excited to read Clementine.
How many seasons did they make of that game?
Like a lot. I'm pretty sure it was like at least 4 or 5.
Really? I thought it was like 3. Because we played the first one, right?
I played like... season 1 and 2
okay.
For sure, maybe like part of season 3, but
yeah,
like, remember Kenny?
Yeah, that bitch.
Yeah, that bitch.
The dude fucking sucked.
Yeah, he comes back. But anyway, I also picked up World's Finest number 4.
Same.
From the Dream Team, Mark Waid, Dan Mora.
With that shitty Green Lantern cover?
No, it's so good. What do you mean shitty?
Green Lantern's on it.
It looks really
cool. Yeah, no, it's incredible. Dan Moore is at his peak right now.
You just don't like the Green Lanterns on there, because I like
Green Lantern. True. Right? I tried looking at all the other covers, find something better. But
I don't think they have variants coming out for that.
There was two.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
That's cool.
One looked like a video game, and the one was something else.
Okay.
But
I picked up Silver Coin number 11. Mm-hmm. It was a double dip chip week, so New Burn number 8 and Batman the Knight number 6 came out.
I got those as well.
And then I got Bloodstained Teeth number 3, which I'm really excited about.
I saw that. Nathan, you didn't get Janna and the Impossible Monsters 10?
I don't know where I'm at with that, so I stopped picking it up.
What? I buy it because I know I can read the rest of it in like 30 minutes.
Yeah, it is very quick.
And just to support the boy... Yeah. Somni.
How is he still coming out with two books?
I have no fucking clue.
It boggles my mind.
I listened to a podcast with him and Laura. What's his wife's name?
Oh, I don't know.
Because she helps.
Yeah, I think
write
Laura
it,
Somni.
Right?
Yeah,
Laura Somni.
Somni.
And apparently he is just like really quick. I don't know. He's able to just like do it all kind of thing.
Cool.
I
wonder how he's gonna do. Firepower, Janna, and Inktober this coming October. How's he going to do all it all?
It's like one panel.
I know, but it takes time.
Yeah,
I guess he does like a warm-up, though.
You got to think about what to do, yeah.
I think he does a warm-up every day, which is crazy to me. That is, there's just like a bunch of warm-up
The people who are like the best, they like draw like every day.
Yeah, true.
You know what I mean?
True.
Like even on their day off, they're just drawing.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
It's just in their veins. So.
It seems like I just got everything you got.
Cool. What'd you read?
But less. Nathan, I read Do a Power Bomb number 1.
Hell yeah.
And before reading it, I was like, I'm just going to read it and then just drop it probably.
That's what I was thinking. I was like, I don't know if I'm going to love
it. And Drew is like, do you want that on your pull list? I'm like, sure. And so I'm like, I'm going to have to tell him I don't want it anymore because I don't really care about WWE stuff.
Yeah.
But then I read it. And I'm like, this is good.
It's so good.
Dude, I like the second page. I'm like, I know where this is going.
Oh, I had no idea.
Oh my God. It broke my heart. Dude. And I'm like, do I need this much heartbreak on like my day off?
Yeah. I love just Daniel Warren Johnson's ability to take something that he fucking loves unconditionally and just translate that energy into comics. Cause I felt fucking something while reading this book.
Yeah. And, I like where it's going and it doesn't even need like the extra element that was at the end that was added. Like,
yeah,
just what it was really cool. And like
the story
doesn't matter
too.
What it's about. Like the art is really cool and you know what's happening and, you care about the characters and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And so that was cool.
Yeah, I'm going to enjoy that one quite a bit.
And then I read After School right there by, what's his name? I
Benson.
Think it's Justin Benson.
Something Moorhead.
And David Moorhead or something. So those guys, they like are co-directors. They've directed like an episode of Loki and like two episodes of Moon Knight.
Huh.
And so... I don't know what this series is, but
did you read it?
Yeah, I read it, and but each issue is like an episode or whatever, and each one is like a different creative team.
Oh, okay.
And at the end, it shows like.
So this is like an anthology series.
Anthology, yeah, but it's all people who like have written on like movies and stuff.
Interesting.
Like, so it's really cool. It's really good. I mean. I think you should read it. Like, I think you'll enjoy it.
I'll read it. Yeah.
But I'm not like, read it now. Yeah. I'm just letting you have it. Cause I'm like, maybe he'll like this.
Okay.
And that's all I really read other than our book.
Okay. I read Jurassic League number 2.
Yeah. Pretty good.
That's so fun. it's like a guilty pleasure almost, like how much fun I have with that book.
Oh yeah.
It's just like, it's so dumb.
You're so,
but it's genius at the same time.
If something's not very clever, I'm just like, it's whatever. And just like kind of keep going.
But sometimes things are not clever enough to where it's just like good again. And that's what I think what this book is. Cause I just like, I get giddy talking about it. It's so fun.
It's super easy to sell.
Superheroes for sure. With dinosaurs. Are you fucking kidding me?
Yeah.
And it's incredible. Like just, I want them to do a statue of Bat Sora or something.
Oh, dude, that'd be great.
Like, that would be the best statue, I think, that they make of Batman.
So, definitely.
I'm really... And there's, like, a Bizarro
Oh yeah,
dinosaur and like a Giganta. It's just so fun. So I'm enjoying that series quite a lot.
Sick.
Oh, and there's a fucking Atrocitus dinosaur, and I'm like, I'm fucking sold on this book. Did you read the second issue?
No. Who's Atrocitus?
Atrocitus is like the Red Lantern.
Oh, cool.
And I'm like, what? So I'm fucking sold.
What kind of dinosaur is he?
I'd have to crack it open. Mm. But he's pretty scary. He's pretty big and scary.
Nice.
So I like it a lot. This is a kind of a different one that I read, but I backed an independently published comic book called Godslap.
Cool. Good name.
And so it's The IP is owned by a streamer / YouTuber. His name is Charlie White, but he goes by like Moist Critical or Penguin Zero on YouTube. And he's someone that I've like watched like way before, like back in like Halo days, like when I was just playing Halo on Xbox.
Okay.
And he's like a really big streamer now. He owns like a Rocket League team now and stuff.
Nice.
And so like I've just like casually watched him, and then there's like a couple YouTube videos of his that really popped off, but he's just watching like Russian slap fighting, which is where like really big dudes just take turns slapping each other.
Oh yeah, I've seen that.
And so he got like really into that idea, and I guess like he wanted to like do something.
You want to write a comic about it?
He wanted to do something with slapping, and he was like, maybe I can make like an anime or something. And then it like ended up being like, oh, I'll just make a comic book. And so I wasn't gonna get it initially, because I'm like, even though Godslap is a cool name and it looks really cool, I was like, I'm not going to get it. But then he got a variant from Vincenzo Riccardi, I think is his name. He's okay. A guy that I follow. Like, his artwork is my background on my phone right now. It's of Moon Knight.
Oh, cool.
And I'm like, that's a fucking good art, like artist to get. Like, and like, so clearly they know their shit. And he also got like...
Is the variant cool?
Yeah, I think it's great. There's what it looks like.
Hmm.
And so I'm like, okay, this like got my attention. And he got like, he's not the one that wrote it. He got Stephanie, fuck, I gotta look it up now. But it like wasn't him writing it.
Brown.
He just, maybe Stephanie Brown, hold on.
No, that's like Robin, I think. The only thing I think of when I think of like Russian slap fighting is like one video where it's like this gigantic dude and then one smaller guy who's like super fucking tattooed. And the tattooed guy, like, slaps him and, like, barely phases the big dude. And the other dude just fucking, like, hits him on, like, the side of his head and, like, yeah, knocks him over.
It's fucking brutal, dude. It's Stephanie Phillips.
Oh, okay.
So, like, is she, like, married to Sean Phillips or something? Is that what it is?
I don't think so.
Oh, okay. Well, Stephanie Phillips, I've seen her, like, write stuff. So, I'm like, okay, this is a for real writer. And so, I read the book.
Oh, it's, like, out?
It's, like, out.
I thought you said it backed it.
I did back it, and they, like, shipped it to me. I backed it, like, a couple weeks ago.
Oh, that's fast.
And so I read it, and it was all right. Like it's set like in this cyberpunk world, and like people have like slapping superpowers. It's kind of like One Punch Man in like a system where
it sounds like it.
Yeah, and so people like will slap other people and they get fucking explode or whatever. And it was like all black and white, and it took like manga inspiration and stuff. And it was just like a bunch of these things, like, or like the only coloring was like red, and everything else was black and white. So like a lot of blood and stuff. Really emphasize the stuff, and it was just all right.
Okay.
So I wasn't a huge fan of it, but I thought it was an interesting thing to try and back. So I spent $15 on it, and
was it worth it, Nathan?
It was worth it for that one, but I won't pick up the rest, I don't think.
Wow.
But they had some like really interesting,
like a trade or just a single issue?
It was an oversized issue, but it probably wasn't more than like 50 pages.
Yeah, I guess with shipping and stuff, I guess it makes sense.
Yeah, and the variant was more expensive. I wanted the artist that I like, so yeah, that was something I read. I also read World's Finest 3 and 4. I had to read number 3 online. Number 4 is super fun.
Nice.
Yeah, I fucking love Dan Mora. There's a really funny panel in 3. Have you read 3?
No.
They're fighting, like, Supergirl's fighting some magic people, and Robin's like, this is bad, you're vulnerable to magic, right? And she's like, yes, but I can still punch magic users. And I was like, this is such a great book. So...
Yeah, it's like you're not supposed to just back away altogether. Like, yeah. You still got to like help.
Hit them before they can magic. You know? That's all you got to do. But yeah, that's everything. What did you watch anything?
Not really. Just like more Barry, more Better Call Saul kind of things.
Nice.
Yeah.
Getting real caught up on Saul.
Yeah, Lalo is in it now.
Yeah.
That guy's fun.
That guy is a lot of fun. He's He's so fun to just like watch. He's like goofy, but he's like sinister.
Yeah, yeah. Like you're scared of him, but you look forward to when he talks.
And like I laugh all the time when he's on screen because he's like funny, and I don't really know why, but he just makes me laugh.
I thought it was odd the kind of the first couple episodes where they go to that like that money wiring place or mm-hmm. whatever, and he just like goes in. The fucking roof.
And he jumps down like he's a panels, fucking superhero.
And he just jumps down, no problem. And like
murders the
It's
kid.
Like no impact. And then yeah. just like kills his kid.
I'm like, what is this? Like, yeah, that's one of the things. Like, I laughed at that scene because it's so bizarre.
Like, those like support things that hold up the roof panels are not strong at all.
No.
They're like aluminum.
So you know? However he like got out of that situation.
And then he walked over.
Yeah.
And then he also broke one, so he had enough room to get down. It was just like, I suspended my disbelief for sure.
I did too.
But I just thought that part was funny.
It didn't play out super goofy, like in the show, but just like thinking about it, like that's bizarre.
Yeah.
So where are you at with the show right now? Are you on season 5?
Yeah, like the middle of 5.
Okay. Did you see the part where Jimmy has to like get rid of his car?
Jimmy has to get rid of his car.
Yeah,
the
Saul.
Yellow one?
Yeah.
Nah, oh no, he still has the car.
Okay, all right.
So that where I'm at like the point where I think the last thing I remember seeing was like Gene was Gus was showing Gene like the hole in the ground.
Oh, okay.
And it was after like the German dude like did
that
all
shit
his
crazy.
Shit.
I felt so bad for him.
Yeah, I know. And
he did this to himself. But
he
like,
was so fucking understanding too, which
know.
Is like heartbreaking.
I know.
And what he had to do to like say to his wife to get her to go home.
Oh,
dude, getting home,
fucking Mike.
Getting to your destination in like another country after like a 16-hour flight or whatever, and then just having to go right back.
Yeah.
Insane.
It really was crazy.
And so,
very cool.
Yeah, it's like around there. And then
I like the season a lot.
He's Saul now, mm-hmm. which took a fucking minute to get to.
I know. I'm like, is he going to go the whole show without being Saul? Like, I started thinking that like around season 4.
There was a court case that he was handling where like this cashier like swore to God that his like defendant like took money from him.
Mm-hmm.
He's like, you swear it's this guy. He's like, I swear to God, nobody else. He's like, well, my defendant's in the back.
And then the judge is like, God damn it.
This is just some bartender I found.
You would never be able to unrecognize this guy right here.
Because it like, was so correct. Like Saul, but yeah. It didn't feel that like crooked. You
that's
know?
What I love about it. Like I'm makes like, oh, lawyering so scummy and interesting. Like it's so funny. And the judge is like, fuck you, Jimmy. Like, are you serious?
Yeah. I was like, oh, it's genius.
Yeah, it really is.
So this is like the shit that I've been like wanting. Like he's been like kind of Saul throughout the whole show.
Yeah. It's definitely a slow burn to get into it, but I appreciate that aspect. Like you can
yeah,
tell
I
that
mean,
it's not somebody that like one thing happens and then he's like a criminal lawyer. Like it's definitely a slow burn.
If the 5 seasons were condensed to like maybe 4 seasons.
Sure.
I think it'd
I
be like really fucking good.
Mm-hmm.
I think I just appreciate that it's something to watch and it takes a long time. You know what I mean?
Sure.
Because I'm not like in a hurry to get through it. I'm not trying to catch up. Even though I will be caught up by the time the second part of season 6 comes out.
Yeah.
That's the end of it, right?
Yeah, 6 is the last season.
Fuck. That's just... Well, we haven't watched El Camino yet, so we'll have that too.
I haven't either.
You haven't watched El Camino?
No.
Oh, it's awesome.
I've never watched... Sophia said the same thing.
Yeah, I recommend it. Like,
cool.
Especially if you're a Breaking Bad fan and you like Jesse.
Yeah, I know it's good. I just haven't watched it.
Nathan, watch it.
I will.
Fake fan. I'm surprised because like movies are just so easy to watch. You just watch it once and it's like, and like
it's Saul, harder for
Saul
me.
Saul is
reason.
Like
I'd rather
60
watch,
episodes.
I'd rather binge 6 episodes of an hour long TV show than watch one movie sometimes.
Yeah. Anyway. Okay. So a lot of nerdy shows to talk about. What should we?
Daniel, I watched the Bob's Burgers movie.
Oh, did you now?
Yeah.
I heard it was like a musical.
Yeah. I didn't expect that. But it's not awful.
Okay.
Like, I think some people turned off by that, and I can understand that, but, and sometimes I am.
Did you go to the movies and watch this?
Yeah, we watched it. We watched it, like, actually, like, a week or two ago.
Oh, okay.
But I forgot to bring it up last week, and the week before, we were just doing nerdy stuff, so.
Right.
But I watched it, and if you're a Bob's Burgers fan, you'll definitely love it.
Okay.
and it's like it's just like a longer episode, kind of.
Yeah,
like it's not like anything in the movie will affect. Episodes,
basically,
yeah. It kind of is. Well, yeah, it's like nothing in the movie will affect like the show.
Mm-hmm.
But what happens in like the movie, like there's a murder that they have to like solve, and it's just funny seeing like that group of people try and solve it.
Yeah,
and there's like genuine character growth and stuff in there too, and some things that are that they point out about the show where I'm like, oh fuck, that's pretty deep actually. So I enjoyed it quite a bit, and I LOL'd a couple times.
What would you rate it, Nathan?
I think if you are a Bob's Burgers fan, it's like a 9 out of 10 for sure.
Oh, okay.
I think if you're just like watching this normally,
because I was like planning to go watch it.
You kind of have to like understand the Bob's Burgers humor, I think.
Yeah.
I think if you were going in like not seeing any Bob's Burgers, you might not like it that much. But
probably not.
I love Bob's Burgers, so I think that's a good movie.
Aaliyah saw it and she told me about it, and she told me about the musical part, and so I was like, I don't want to see that.
I didn't think that was. It's not like there's like annoying. 3 or 4 songs.
Okay,
maybe less.
For sure. Nice.
Yeah. So I thought that was fun.
Did you watch anything else?
I don't think so.
Okay, Nathan, since last time we talked, there's 2 Ms. Marvel episodes, a Boys episode, and 2 Obi-Wan episodes. Should we talk about it all?
Yeah, what should we start with?
So start with Obi-Wan. It's all wrapped up now.
It finished. I think I remember seeing somewhere that they like said it was going to be an hour and a half like long last episode. And thank God it wasn't, because I wasn't ready to watch that.
I don't really like that.
But
just wrap because... Yeah, it wrapped up in like an hour, and I thought it was really well paced.
I think this was definitely a Star Wars thing.
Yeah, I like how at the beginning they have like warnings now. Like, it's like, you might not like what's in this. I think it's more of like
Did they? Oh, yeah, I must have missed that.
I think it's more for like a parental control kind of thing, but maybe they're like
if your kid's
maybe
four,
they're just talking about Star Wars fans. Like, hey, you might not like this. So get the fuck
they're
over
talking
it.
To 4-year-olds and Star Wars fans who have the maturity of a 4-year-old.
Who are also 30, yeah.
Yeah. So, yeah, like this is, I think, like overall, it's like a Star Wars thing, and it's just as like cheesy as Star Wars. It's like the action is like it's genuine Star Wars, which I think is cool.
Do you mind if we talk about each individual episode?
Sure.
Just so I can cut it up into more videos and more content.
Sure.
All right. So episode 5, we get like a little flashback of them fighting.
Oh, yeah. That really was cool. They like sparred.
Get to see Hayden Christensen all
kind of older,
all young. I've seen him like in interviews and stuff. I'm like, damn, that dude got old.
Yeah, but I mean, it's like not fair. It's like 20 years ago.
Yeah, I know. But like,
he looks good.
He looks really good for his age.
Whether he's 50 or 60, I don't know.
When you like rewatch like the prequels, like, and just so used to him looking like that, you know,
I know, like,
it's
that's
just different.
All I've ever seen him,
yeah,
as. It's like that and Jumper, and I haven't seen anything else from him. So like to see him like in an interview,
yeah, he's
like,
not in any other movies.
No, he's not. That's all he did. He's banking off of Jumper, obviously.
Yeah, and then we get Kumail Nanjiani throughout the last 2 episodes, which is fun.
I appreciate that.
His name's Haja.
Haja.
If they come out with a figure of him, I'll probably just buy it.
I want Haja comic.
Someone's like, is that Kumail Nanjiani? I'm like, it sure is.
I want a Haja comic where he's just scamming people. And he like has to come up with Jedi tricks.
Yeah.
I think that'd be funny.
It'd be funny if like he scammed like kid versions of like Jedi that we see later,
like Mace Windu,
like it's like Cal Kestis or something.
I guess
in there
be Mace Windu, but yeah,
no,
there's like, yeah, like newer Jedis.
It's like Rey or something.
that'd be cool.
Yeah, definitely. So the third sister was a youngling. I think people kind of predicted that.
I didn't, and I appreciate that she was like a part of Order 66. So I think it's a cool idea.
Yeah.
What the fuck is her motive? Like, even watching like the 6th episode, I'm like, so she hates Anakin, but blames Obi-Wan for it. And so she's like, I'm gonna go work for Anakin. And I'm like, what is this?
Well, she works for Anakin, hates Kenobi for some reason. And then like the 6th episode, I think she just was trying to hurt Anakin, even though Anakin doesn't know about what she's hurting, you know? Because it's not until like the 4th episode or something.
Yeah, it just all was
episode
very
4,
weird.
Like A New Hope when
Darth
finds out about the
like
kids.
I think her origin's pretty cool. The fact that she's an Inquisitor is cool, but like her motives throughout the whole thing are so strange to me that she like hates Anakin for doing what he did and killing those younglings, which is so funny that they like made content off of that.
Yeah.
In general, but she's
that's
like,
exactly
I hate this.
What I wanted.
She's like, I hate the guy that
that's
killed
fan
these
service at its finest.
I know. And And she's like, I'm just going to go work for him, and then I'll get back at him later. So yeah, it's just very strange. But
keep your enemies closer, Nathan.
Yeah.
There's
a sweet Darth Vader scene in episode 5. Is that what we're talking about? 5?
What do you mean? What scene? Oh, like the fight?
The fight between him and Reva, but also when he's trying to get the people from leaving. And he just forces the whole ship.
He just grabs it?
And then he throws it down and he rips it open. And I'm like, oh my God, those people are fucking dead. And then they leave again. And I'm like, we can't just do that again,
no,
I guess?
No, it's a different ship, Nathan.
A different ship, yeah. Sure. Yeah, but like they
leave. They pulled a fast one.
What would they have done if like that first ship just left?
They've been fucked. They'd be like, oh shit, go.
We should have been on that one.
Because what if he just let the first one go?
Why did he let the second one go?
He's like, no. And then he sees the second one and they're still parked waiting for him to stop it.
He's like, oh fuck, I could use the force. And
yeah.
Yeah.
I guess like all his force is focused on the one thing.
He ran out of stamina.
There was a bit in like that one character that like I don't remember her name. The lady that helps Leia and Ben.
Yeah.
She dies. But there's like a droid that sacrifice.
Yeah.
I love a droid sacrifice, Nathan.
I didn't care about that character up until she died. I was but when she like sacrificed herself and she's like holding up that grenade thing, I was like, this is fucking cool, actually.
Star Wars is kind of reusing things. They're using a lot of droid sacrifices because IG-11 did that at the last episode of The Mandalorian.
It hurts me emotionally when a droid dies for some reason.
Yeah, I know. I gotta get a toy now.
Yeah, especially one that can't talk.
Because it's part of my heart that hurts.
Yeah, exactly. I can only fill the void with the toy.
Yeah. The thing with the grenade, like, I don't know why she didn't just like throw it.
She could have, but
like before the troopers got there. I think
they were still trying to kill her, so. Well, I guess she could have thrown it. Yeah, I don't know.
There's a lot of common sense that I had a problem with.
I just like that scene, so I'm like, okay, cool. She kills herself.
Yeah, yeah.
Ben
tried to like surrender in order to get Darth Vader down there in order for that whole plan to work.
Yeah, so like him and Reva worked together for a minute there.
Yeah, because I guess she was trying to kill him when she got close, but that didn't work. And yeah, there's this sick fight where he's just like not even using a saber. He's just fighting her with the force. Yeah. And she's trying to go ham.
He like rips that lightsaber in half and then like throws the other one.
Yeah, dude.
There's like one half of it. And
I have an unreasonable like desire for one of those Inquisitor lightsabers that actually spin.
Yeah.
Which I know is completely unreasonable to want. And I don't know if they'll
wait. I mean, it's pretty cool.
It is really cool. I don't know if like it's possible to make one of those, you know, that would be functional.
A lightsaber?
Like the one that I have.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Maybe. It's not that hard.
I don't know. It seems hard.
It'd be expensive.
And then he just breaks it in half.
Which is pretty funny.
Are those supposed to break in half?
No.
I think they...
Are they supposed to?
I think they break away. Yeah.
Oh, maybe. Maybe then. I don't know.
Because it's pretty clean cut, you know?
I'd have to play Fallen Order again. But
and apparently he knew that she was a youngling.
Which is a bit of a twist.
Yeah, he just like lets her work for him.
Like all that stuff is like, yeah, that's like what confuses me. Like,
I'm like, wow, he's just so smart.
Yeah, I guess so. And then the Grand Inquisitor's alive.
Yeah, I'm like, what?
I saw a tweet where like obviously the Grand Inquisitor gets like stabbed in
this
the
stomach. This is the last thing I wanted to see. Yeah. Like, I didn't like this guy.
The Grand Inquisitor gets stabbed in the stomach, but also like Qui-Gon gets stabbed in the stomach and he dies. So people are like, is Qui-Gon alive then?
Yeah.
And I'm like, that's a good point.
And then because like Obi-Wan's like Star Wars phone was dropped in that place by dipshit Haja.
Oh yeah.
The third sister learns about Luke.
Yes.
Because of fucking Mr. Organa or whatever. Mm-hmm. Hail Organa.
Bail. Yeah.
Bail.
And she's like, I'm gonna go there.
Yeah.
Makes sense. So then the finale episode.
Episode 6.
They're still trying to leave. They're getting shot at by like the Star Destroyer.
Yeah.
And they're like, don't worry, we'll jump into hyperspace in just a minute here, but let's put all the shields back there. And Obi-Wan's like, we're not fucking okay, are we?
Yeah, no. So he makes the most logical decision that everyone's trying to stop him from doing.
I know, he's always trying, he makes good decisions. People are like,
he's the smartest guy in the show.
Yeah, I know.
They're like, you stay here and put us in danger.
Yeah, I'm like, what the fuck? Just like, he wants to do this, and you're alive.
Yeah.
You'll be alive. But yeah, people are always like, no, you're not putting us through all this to just leave. Like, yes, he is.
They're like, we like you here. There's good vibes when you're here.
Yes, Ice Cube's son, he is. So Yeah, he leaves.
And there's no Ice Cube in this whole show. Someone told me he was going to be... Someone told me, and I tried to get my body ready to see Ice Cube. He was just never there.
He's just like a Force ghost.
Yeah, I know.
That'd be sick.
With his like smug-ass look.
I would love Ice Cube in Star Wars. Bring him back. I need an Ice Cube resurgence.
What if he was like, fuck the Empire?
That'd be awesome.
That'd be hilarious.
They go fight on this rock planet, which is a pretty good fight.
I don't know what planet it is, but who cares?
Yeah, it doesn't matter.
It was a sick fight.
So, yeah, more of the Force happening.
Vader just does this like ground cracking thing, Obi-Wan which is really sick.
Like pose where he like points two fingers at him. Or
yeah,
whatever.
There's the thing.
That's like the thing. I guess
just the hook him. Shot.
Yeah. So,
why didn't Vader like buries Obi-Wan, right? And he's like, yeah, I got him. But how did he not like just feel him alive, you know?
That's one thing, but I mean, like, what's also weird with the show is that, like, we know Darth Vader doesn't die, we know Obi-Wan doesn't die, we know Leia doesn't die, we know, like, all these people don't die, so it's kind of hard to, like, make these moments big.
There's no stakes, yeah.
Yeah, there's really not, which I think is, like, I think they know that, so they don't spend too much time trying to make, like, stakes like that, which I think is cool, but yeah, I think you're right. I think he would, but I think he would have sensed him, but I think what they're trying to demonstrate is that he's kind of blinded by like his rage for Obi-Wan. So he doesn't make the most logical decisions.
True.
And I think they sort of wrap that up at the end of this one where he's talking to Sidious. Yeah. And he's like, Sidious is like, dude, you got to fucking let this go.
Like, move on, dude.
Yeah. And he's like, all right, yeah, I will.
Yeah.
But I thought that fight was really cool. Like, I think that was...
Yeah, super satisfying, I think.
Yeah. And like more Force stuff happening and they're like tripping each other and shit. And when he like... lightsabers his helmet and you like see Anakin there.
The exposed face so sick.
And you kind of hear like Hayden
Christensen's... I can't wait for that Funko Pop.
Yeah, I know. You kind of hear like Hayden Christensen's voice along with what's his face?
James Earl Jones.
Sorry, I'm blanking on his name.
You delinquent?
I blank on one actor's name at least every episode, so that's the one this time.
And I'm just here to fill the void.
Those are like people I should know and I do know for sure, but in the heat of the moment I don't. But yeah, that was a great scene and you could tell that he's just fucking mad. So yeah. I love that a lot.
Reva goes to like Owen's house, right?
Where's that on Tatooine?
Tatooine.
Okay, yeah.
And she's like fighting Owen in the house cool. or whatever. Yeah. And there's this part where she's like, "You defend him or you love him like he's your own," and he's like, "He is my own." I'm like, oh, it's such a fucking good line.
I know. I was like, that was sick. And like the way he delivers it, he's like such a good actor.
Yeah, he's a great actor.
So he's...
Where has he been? He needs to be in more things.
I don't know. He does need to be in more things.
I like the way his face looks.
I like
it's
Bright.
A good face.
He's in Bright.
Oh, yeah.
I haven't seen that movie,
You don't
actually.
See his face, but...
No.
He's in Exodus Gods and Kings.
There's one where
with
he's...
Christian Bale.
He's a psycho with... And Jason Bateman's in the movie, too. That's a good one.
Psycho Jason
Bateman. It's like...
Is
really,
that The Gift or something?
I think so, yeah.
Yeah, I think I know what you're talking about. Maybe like it's not The Gift or it's like...
I think it is The Gift. I think for sure you nailed it.
Or The Box?
No.
The Package? Not.
Doesn't matter. But he's a good actor and I really like that line.
For sure. Yeah, that was good. And so, then I guess Obi-Wan can just feel Luke in danger from across the galaxy.
He's like, oh, fuck, I gotta go there
it's
now?
Pretty impressive. Oh, yeah. Do we even talk about Obi-Wan going like complete god mode on Vader when he like lifts like all those fucking rocks
behind
yeah, that
was him. Cool. He's just pelting him.
I had such a big boner, dude. And when he's just like,
I thought it was cool, but it was really funny just seeing Vader get like pelted. He's like, oh fuck, dude, this hurts. Like, stop.
It wasn't very practical. Like, he didn't see his like body move with like every rock that hit him, no, which probably would happen.
He's like,
but
stop. It's like he's got pelted by like an airsoft gun or something. So that's like what I imagined in my head. But it was a cool scene because obviously at the beginning of the show he struggled to like lift Leia up.
Right? Yeah.
So. It's he's back on the bike, you know.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So that was pretty cool.
And I guess when Reva actually got around to Luke, she just like couldn't be like Vader and couldn't do it.
Makes sense.
I'm like, well, what was all this for?
Yeah,
but it's fine. I guess I'm glad that she didn't just like it was like a process to get to that point, you know.
Yeah. Pretty good.
And then
he says hello there.
He says hello there. Yeah, I'm like,
did the thing.
They had to do it.
I thought it was fine.
And then, this is all with spoilers, guys. We didn't really say that up top. But, and then,
I'm glad clarifying now.
And then we see a Force ghost, Nathan.
Oh, yeah, Qui-Gon.
And it's Qui-Gon. It's good old
Liam
Neeson.
He's like, maybe
you're
ready to see me. And I'm like, this is so good.
He looks great. He looks the same.
I appreciate that they got him for like four lines because that was pretty cool.
Yeah, I'm like, how much did they have to pay this guy? And how hard was it to convince him?
Way too much, probably.
Yeah.
I mean, he's not doing much now, I guess, but.
True. It's like, hey, you just have to be there for like 4 minutes.
You can record it in your closet. I don't care.
Yeah, we'll do the rest.
So, yeah, that was pretty cool. But overall, I think like, it wasn't like perfect. It was just like very status quo for Star Wars, you know? Like I think
it will make everyone happy. You know, I think so. I don't think anyone will like hate this.
Yeah.
It wasn't like a perfect show.
I don't think so.
But I did enjoy the shit out of it.
I probably won't watch it again.
Unless I did like a rewatch or something of like everything.
Even if I did, you know. I'd rather watch like Mando season one, I think.
I'd probably first. Do all of Mando rewatch.
Yeah, I like all of Mando.
So
of Star Wars shows, it's above Boba Fett.
Yeah.
I would say.
Boba Fett was fun towards the end.
Yeah. I like all the shows. They're just not like amazing to me. But I'm
ready
with this.
For like.
I just love Ewan McGregor too. He's like such a good actor.
Yeah. I'm so glad they got him back for this. I'm glad they got like everybody back for this.
Mm-hmm.
I'm kind of prepared for like Andor to be like better than Obi-Wan.
I think it could just because we don't really know much about him. So.
And it just looks really good. Like it's amazing how good these shows look. Like the whole Star Destroyer just doing its thing. I'm like, this is the movie.
Why don't they put bigger guns on that thing?
Yeah.
I don't even know where they're shooting from. There's just random green lasers popping out.
Why don't they just
put
have
big guns?
Why don't they have a fucking like machine gun like, on this thing? Just like,
you'd think so. Like,
it's just like,
this is a tiny ship with little rear shields. I know. And they're missing. They're exploding. They're like randomly exploding in space too. And I'm like, why does that happen? I don't think I've noticed
that
before.
They're not like aiming where the ship is going. They're aiming where it's at.
They'd be so bad at Space Invaders.
I know.
Solid show though. What else we got to talk about?
We got Miss Marvel, Nathan.
Yes.
Episode 2, we didn't talk about it.
We didn't?
No, because Sophia was here.
Okay, yeah. What happened?
So this bracelet unlocks the superhuman part in her or something?
Something like that.
There's a training montage. It's kind of fun.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
The show kind of gives me like Disney Channel movie vibes a little bit. Just kind of the tone.
It is, yeah.
But like...
It's a tone,
in like a good way.
It's a tone that's different from the other shows, and I think that it works to its benefit.
Yeah.
I'm just like having
fun.
That's
what it should be. It's a kid in high school.
It's like a fun, silly show. And, you know, she has to save a kid who really enjoys ice cream pizza. And she's like, those two different things. I don't know.
Yeah.
And I thought that was a good joke, you know. But yeah, she's just like trying to be a hero. And she's like, oh my God, I'm trending on fucking Twitter. That's cool.
Yeah. And apparently TikTok is like in the Marvel Universe. Officially,
I would expect that much.
I guess your great grandma, Aisha, brought shame to her family, and there's rumors that she had affairs or like put curses on stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So damage control is like looking for her.
Yeah, which is cool to see them.
Dude,
again.
That kid about the ice cream pizza, he's like taking selfies from this window, and it's literally the most dangerous thing. And I'm like. Why is he, how did he get to this? And I don't know. It was just so dumb that he was doing that, you know?
What was he? Was he like sitting on the windowsill?
Yeah.
Okay. That's pretty dumb then. I mean, kids, I would believe that.
I do. It was just dumb.
Mm-hmm.
It was kind of strange that she just like had her costume like when that happened.
Yeah. I think she just kind of keeps it.
It was during this like festival thing.
Yeah.
But yeah, she had it near.
Had it nearby.
You know, comic book logic.
Mm-hmm.
And then it turns out that Cameron's mom is the woman that she's been seeing in like her visions.
Yeah.
So
I thought there was something funky about him.
Yeah.
I do like that scene where he has to pretend to like be a cousin.
Yeah.
And it like totally works.
Yeah.
But yeah, so
he's like, why are you British?
So oh yeah, true.
He's like, it's a joke.
It was an impression. He's like, oh my God, it was so good.
Yeah.
But yeah, in the third episode, it's like we find out about Cameron and like the whole family, and they're like djinns, I guess, from another dimension. And I'm like, this is strange.
Yeah, I'm like, I'm like, are they just like saying Inhuman, but not, or saying it or something? I don't know. I was like waiting for them to.
Djinn is like a thing. Like,
yeah,
which they elaborate on later. But yeah, so they're just like trying to get back to their dimension. It was the pacing of this third episode was weird because
super weird.
We meet the family and you're like, these are pretty chill people from another dimension. Pretty cool.
Yeah.
Later, they're like, oh, okay, and we're the villain now. And I'm like, oh my gosh.
Because like the way to get to the other dimension is kind of dangerous, according to Bruno.
Yeah, it could explode. That,
they just went apeshit when they found out about this.
Yeah.
And I'm like, what do you expect her to do?
Yeah.
Is she just supposed to go like that and like fix everything?
I don't know.
Why are they so mad? Do they want the bracelet?
Mm-hmm.
But it's kind of annoying that they call it like a bangle. Maybe that's the official term for what that is, like the bracelet thing.
Oh, yeah.
It just makes me think of a tiger.
I didn't think of anything of it. I like that wedding, though. Like, it seemed like just in general, like they're having a lot of fun. And I was like, this is pretty hype.
Like, wow, this is a pretty well-coordinated dance.
I know.
Everyone is in on this shit.
This looks pretty fun.
So far, I think Ms. Marvel's a way better Green Lantern than Green Lantern.
Yeah. Every character that's like a Green Lantern character is better than Green Lantern, like live action.
That must
like Adam Eve is in like Invincible, way better Green Lantern.
Yeah.
So I just can't wait until there's some sort of moving Green Lantern that's really good, because it's going to happen. But
Yeah.
I like the kitchen fight scene, though, too.
Yeah.
Where she's just like kind of on the ground a lot of the time, but she's using like the foot platforms, like kick herself away and like kind of get away.
Yeah.
I thought that was really cool.
Yeah. I thought the fight scenes in this were cool and just like really seeing her powers at use. Cause I don't think she's really fought anybody with them.
No, so not far, really. She just kind of saved people. So she kind of had to think on her feet there, and she did a pretty good job.
So I guess the bangle like unlocks the newer. Is that the dimension or
the newer is like their dimension? Yeah.
Okay.
So
and there's like a video they name drop Eric Selvig, because I guess Bruno has seen a video about the newer dimension from him.
Who is that? I know that we are supposed to.
It's the Thor guy.
Oh, okay. I was like, I recognize that name.
Yeah.
Selvig. Yeah, he's the old guy.
Skarsgård, the Skarsgård dad.
I didn't know that. That's pretty cool.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
That's pretty much it.
So they go out to Kamala.
Do you think?
And then I guess at the end, like her grandma tells her to go to Karachi.
Mm-hmm.
And so now they're going to Karachi.
I get whatever that means.
So we'll see what happens.
Do you think Kamala and Bruno are going to have? Do you think they're going to stay platonic?
No.
It seems like Bruno gets jealous and wants to like slow dance and stuff. And I kind of just want them to stay platonic.
She wanted to slow dance, and he gets real jealous of Kamran, and it seems like this Caltech thing is becoming like a really big issue.
Mm-hmm.
And so I think it is hinting towards something. Maybe it's like always hinting and then they do it, or they're always hinting and just cut it off at the end. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Who knows?
So,
but I like that actor as Bruno. I think he's pretty fun.
Yeah, he's good. I like him.
He's good at like being kind of awkward, but like kind of fun at the same time. Yeah. So good stuff.
Good stuff. And then we got episode 5, The Boys.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And you were wrong, Nathan.
What was I wrong about?
You were wrong about...
Kimiko. Yeah, thank fucking Kimiko God I was dying. Wrong.
Yeah, I was like, no. And it kind of felt like you were right. But I'm glad that you were.
I could have sworn that I was right. Yeah, if I was a betting man, I would have bet money on it. Because they do have like a musical number. And I thought it was very nice.
Yeah, it was fun. It looked good.
Yeah, it was a lot of fun. So Kimiko doesn't have her powers anymore, which kind of sucks.
Definitely.
I hope she gets them back. I really like Kimiko, like, a lot. I think she's one of the stronger characters.
And she kisses Frenchie.
Yeah.
And this is, like, more towards the end of the episode, but I guess little Nina thinks that Frenchie owes her a debt, and so because he didn't kill whoever he was supposed to kill, he, like, gets kidnapped after that kiss.
Mm-hmm.
And so now Kimiko is just going to think that he just left. He like bailed because of the kiss.
He probably shouldn't have left. It was a bit awkward that he did it in general.
And she's so happy. I like seeing her happy.
Yeah,
she's always so grumpy.
She deserves to be happy. Yeah, so that sucks. They were like watching old movies together. It was very cute.
Yeah.
But yeah, little Nina. I think she is holding, like, because Frenchie tried to help that one girl. That like with the emo girl with black hair.
Yeah, his like.
So she was working for little Nina. Didn't do whatever job that she was supposed to do, and now I think Nina's holding that over Frenchie's head. So she wanted Frenchie to go kill that guy, and he's like, no, I'm just gonna hang out with Kimiko and watch old movies.
Yeah.
So then she only gave him like the day, which is pretty hard to do. What if he like went grocery shopping? Like, how are you supposed to find him?
Yeah. What if he's running errands the whole day? Yeah. You know, we all have those days.
Yeah. Sometimes you just got to be an adult. Like, it's hard to track you if you're doing that.
Hitting multiple stops.
Yeah.
There's a lot of product placement in this episode. I didn't
notice. What? Like what?
So the Deep is like taking over some department. And he brings like Sprinkles cupcakes specifically.
Oh, yeah. That was pretty funny.
I'm like, I fucking love those cupcakes. Yeah. So I just thought it was fun that they're in that. I'm like, I didn't know they were this big.
I don't know if like Sprinkles, like, I don't think that they specifically sponsored the boys.
They absolutely did.
I just think that the Deep buying and thinking of Sprinkles cupcakes is funnier. So they just like were like, Sprinkles.
Yeah. And then Huey's talking to Starlight and he's like, I can get you a White Claw. And he just keeps talking about White Claws.
That's true. Yeah.
Like, they're really just pushing that the official alcoholic drink of Starlight is White Claw.
And those three candies that she likes.
Almond Joys, whatever. Like other shit. Almond Joys are delicious.
Yeah, I like seeing that Homelander has to be, like, the whatever job he is now. Like, he has
CEO,
to, like,
CEO, I guess, yeah.
Kind of like, but Ashley's, like, CEO. So, I don't know what Homelander is, but he's, like, leading everything. And like, he has to, like, know what an EBITDA is. And he's like, you don't think I know what a fucking EBITDA is? Get out of here. I thought that was really funny.
Yeah.
Like, it's showing, like, all the traits of, like, a really toxic, like, leader. Mm-hmm. Where, like, if people don't believe in him, he's just like, get out of here. Or they fire the people that aren't, like, the team players.
Yeah.
So, like, that whole security or the spy department, whatever that was that the Deep is, like, the head of.
Yeah.
Fires basically everybody because they said one thing bad about Homelander one time on Twitter 10 years ago. Right. So, I it's fun seeing how all of that is going to just crash down.
Definitely
super bad. So I can't wait for that.
So we didn't know what Huey really did when he had temp fee like last episode. So
I called it. I was like, he teleports.
You call it. He teleported. Yeah. So that was cleared up.
So what's interesting is that you don't get a different power each time you get V. So it seems
So it looks like it's the same stuff.
V kind of just, and they kind of elaborate on it a little bit, but V kind of just unlocks what's already kind of in you, I guess. What they said. So I thought that was cool. Like, Butcher's just going to be strong and have laser powers, and Huey's just going to teleport and be naked every time he does it. So,
yeah,
that's a fun bit.
Butcher smashes Maeve.
He does. Yeah. I was like, fun. I could see that though. Cause like they both hate all the same things.
Yeah. It didn't seem like odd.
Yeah. I was
or
like
something I didn't want to happen. I'm like, do it.
When it happened, I was like, this is
Butcher gets so much ass in the comics.
Dude,
so
I'm he like, does.
It's about time.
Yeah. Yeah. True. But like in the show,
it's normally a Becca. Hate fuck too.
Yeah.
So
true.
It's like just more of that. Sorry, what were you saying?
Well, in the show before, he had Becca, so he's not gonna like fuck all women, I think. Yeah. So there was another thing I was gonna say.
So Soldier Boy is in New York, and he makes a big old mess.
He makes a big bust.
Yeah, he blows up a building, basically kills a bunch of people.
The Legend is in this episode.
The Legend.
Yeah. Yeah. So like I guess Stan Lee guy. I don't know what he's supposed. I think he's like the Legend in the show is supposed to be like a satire of somebody. But I don't know enough about like TV
and
movie
production. It just
seemed
like he was like a, I don't know, like a publicist kind of person, but like in the old days of Vought.
Yeah.
So
well, like that's what he was.
To a point where he like knew everybody.
In the comics, the Legend was like a satire on like Stan Lee, kind of, who like, started like the superhero stuff and putting them in comics. But yeah, I thought that was cool to see like the Legends in this.
Yeah.
Which is pretty fun. Seth Rogen's in this episode as Sir Cumsalot. He's Sir Cumsalot 779.
Yeah.
And he tweeted that that's the same guy that directs the thing with Black Noir in it. Like, remember when you see him in like on the TV for like 5 seconds in like a previous season and he's like sitting there with Black Noir? Seth Rogen's like, that's the same guy. He's also Sir Cumsalot. So I thought that was funny. And yeah, Crimson, what's her name? Crimson Rain?
Crimson Countess.
Yeah. She like does porn, which I thought was
She does like the.
I was like, how much of these anal beads are we about to see right now? I was curious.
I was like, So that was funny.
But yeah, Soldier Boy.
So she kills it turns her. Out that she knew that he was in Russia.
Yeah, I thought that was kind of a interesting twist. Like, she just like didn't even get paid for it. She was like, yeah, take him.
Yeah.
So she knew.
She like hated him.
Yeah.
And then Soldier Boy visits the Legend to get like his super suit back, and so when he still uses his chest blast to kill the Countess.
Has he always had that? Is that a new thing?
The suit?
No,
the blast. Chest blast. New.
Okay,
I think from whatever Russia did,
mm-hmm.
and like his suit like just survives the blast. Like I thought it was gonna rip open or something because of the blast, but I guess it just
that'd be neat.
Just works.
Just don't think about it too hard, I guess.
It's just something I thought about. I'm like, I thought it was gonna melt off of him or it'd be a rip or something, but no.
Seeing all the like tests that the Russians did on him was pretty crazy. Yeah. They're just like firing an AK in his mouth.
Yeah, dude, that was like gnarly.
What kind of science is this? It's kind of just like fuck around and find out kind of science. Like,
yeah, dude. Can we
poison him maybe? So yeah, all that stuff was crazy. But so now they decide to work with Soldier Boy to try and, I guess, pit them against Homelander, and we'll see how that goes. And Starlight's like, you shouldn't fucking do this. Why didn't you tell me or whatever? And it was like right after he was like, no more secrets. So he kind of set himself up for to not look very good there.
Yeah.
But that'll be interesting.
And then Homelander and Black Noir like took Maeve somewhere.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Yeah.
So, yeah.
Things are ramping up. Yeah. I don't really know why everybody hates Soldier Boy like that much. Like people fucking hate him, but what we've seen of him so far, he's just kind of douchey.
Like
you know?
People who?
People like Crimson Countess or like everybody that
well,
like...
Well, he probably wasn't great to be in a relationship with.
Yeah, probably not. Or like he beat up Gunpowder or whatever, but it doesn't seem like he's as big of a presence as they're making him out to be like this season.
Presence how?
Because like everybody's talking about him and he's like, obviously like he killed MM's family and we don't know like all the details on that yet, but...
I thought they expanded on that in season two, no?
No, the only thing you get in season two, there was no mention of Soldier Boy. It was just that his dad was a lawyer trying to take down Vought, and Vought had him killed.
Oh, I thought... So, did Soldier Boy, like...
I think Soldier Boy might have been a part of that. Yeah, I think...
Oh, I thought it was, like, he got, like, killed, like, in... Just, like, some, he was just, like, collateral damage or something. In a big fight or something.
Could be. I don't know. Could be. Maybe I'm thinking of that wrong, but...
You just rewatched it. You...
What I recall is what I just said. Yeah. Oh, he was okay. Like a lawyer trying to take down Vought, and Vought had him killed.
All right.
So
yeah, I'm liking more it. Episodes. We like it. Good stuff.
Pretty fun.
What are we going to read next week? All right, Nathan. So what should we read next week?
Do we have anything going on next week?
Nope, not really.
What's the next thing that we like have to read? Is it Thor?
Thor.
Okay, cool. That'll be fun.
Should we read a Tim Sale book?
I think so.
In a memorial of his passing?
I think so. I think that would be nice.
So we both read Spider-Man Blue. So maybe something different. Maybe I would really like to read Superman All Seasons.
That's what it is. All Seasons. For All Seasons is what it is.
Yeah. Let's take a look at that. For All Seasons?
Yeah. How long is that?
I think it's
177 pages. I'm down for that.
Yeah,
I want a nice Superman book, and I've never heard of this. And like Doc Shaner has that like on his wall and shit. Like,
does he really? Yeah, it's one of the many collaborations of Jeff Loeb and Tim Sale.
Yeah,
seemed like they were just
they're like
inseparable.
A big dynamic duo for sure.
So yeah, that was
Superman for All Seasons. I'm totally down for
that. The first review: iconic, quintessential, eternal. What a big recommendation.
Big words. Yeah.
They seem all good. So, yeah, let's do that.
Sweet. Yeah, Superman for All Seasons. We haven't done just like a normal character in a while. So.
Yeah, this will probably be a good chaser book.
Yeah.
It seems lighthearted and happy.
After all the gore we've witnessed.
All the brutality we've been subjecting ourselves to.
In the last 5 weeks, we've done the Luther Strode book, Berserker, and The Boys.
Oh, my God. What did you do before The Boys?
Miss Marvel.
Oh, okay. Gotcha. Yeah. Yeah, so and we haven't done DC in a minute either.
True.
So
true.
Good to come back to that.
So thanks everybody for listening. If you want to look at our faces, go check out our YouTube. Daniel does very good edits there.
Wow, thanks, buddy.
Yeah, I was taking a look at him.
Look at all of our stuff on our Linktree, Nathan.
On our Linktree, where can you find our Linktree? Because I don't know.
It's linktr.ee/TradeWaiters. And you can see all of our shit.
I'll put that on our Twitter, which you can find at TradeWaiters.
I already did it. Twitter.
Oh,
it's in our bio.
Oh, cool.
Twitter, YouTube, Instagram, TikTok, links to the pod, like to listen to on Apple Music, Spotify, Google Podcasts. What?
We could put the Linktree link in the description of this episode.
I sure can. I did it in the YouTube video, but not the podcast episode.
We'll do that to make it easy for
but
people.
But we sure will. And it works. I checked it.
Wow, look at that. It is on our pod, on our thing.
It's pretty cool, right?
Yeah. Very nice. Good job.
Thanks, man. A lot of fun. If you have problems with it, I don't care.
Thanks, everybody, for listening.
Yep. Thank you. Goodbye.
Peace.